Coach, your team scored 50 points in back-to-back weeks. You feeling you're raising the bar too high? You drop it back down a little bit to lower expectations?
Oh, I know. Our goal right now is just score one more point than the other team. And at the end of the day, whatever that takes, that's what we're going to do. And that's the bottom line.
When you see that many points scored, I mean, are you even in awe? Or are you just expected that it's expected that you can put up that many points?
Coach Fox talks to us quite a bit on offense of, hey, I expect you guys to go down and score every time. And I think our guys have really taken that to heart, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make sure we have successful drives every time, and we're trying to put the ball in the end zone.
The delicacy of trying to go down at the one-yard line, get the first down, not get a touchdown. What's going through your mind on the sideline? Are you worried about how much has to go right to execute that?
I was trying to figure out how he was going to do it because he was like, Peyton said something, he needs 6 inches, and he's like, but he can't score. I'm like, all right. And Noshon, I guess, was trying to figure out how he was going to do that. It was interesting. He did a great job. I'm still trying to figure out how he did it.
Did you work out Julius Thomas before we drafted him?
I didn't.
You didn't personally?
I did not.
What is it about the skill set between the basketball forward and tight end that seems to be a nice transition crossover deal?
A lot of it has to do probably with their size and their movement skills. You know, you look at a basketball player, a lot of the, you know, watch them on TV, and you don't realize how big a lot of those guys are and how smooth they move. And you look at a guy like Julius who moves so effortlessly, and, you know, it translates so well for what we do. You know, and a lot of these tight ends, you know, you look at Gates, and these guys are just so smooth, it doesn't even look like they're really a lot of effort to get open.
Adam, some of the plays we're seeing that we've never seen before, the quick shuffle pass to Julius, you know, what Peyton did. Are those things you draw up in the summer? You draw them up week to week? Are you always drawing plays up?
We've been working a lot of that stuff the last few years. A lot of times it's in your playbook. You don't run it, and you pull it out for certain teams, certain defenses. So there's a lot of things that are there. You might not have worked out or tried it in the spring and it didn't work, and those take a back page. And a lot of the stuff that we're doing right now, we did try and experimented in training camp, and we had some success with it. We just kind of waited the right time to use it.
What do you think when you called that naked bootleg? Did you think you glad you didn't have a clock on him for how long it took?
I was just happy that DeMarcus Ware did what he did.
As the offensive coordinator of this team, you would all feel guilty that you're not allowing Britton Colquitt to do his job.
No, absolutely not.
Your running back, you know, Coach Fox says he's going to be running backs by committee, but Noshon seems to be at the top of that committee. How pleased are you with what he's been able to do this year?
You know, the thing that we would like to do is try to not use him as much as what we did the other day, but he had a hot hand going. He was doing a great job in protection. He was running the ball really well. The O-line was really opening up some nice holes, but he was really making some hay in the passing game, you know, getting to the right spot, getting vertical after you catch the ball. And just to have him in there and to get him that hot, you don't want to go away from him. You know, Ronnie went in there and spelled him a couple times, but we really want to get to the point where all three of those guys are contributing every week. You know, if one does get hot, you got to stay with him. You can't move away from him. You got to keep him in the game.
Compared to other big guys on the roster, what makes Mitch the ideal go-on fullback for you guys?
I think it was the only guy that really kind of volunteered a couple years ago or last year, and he's done a great job. And we know one thing, he's going to try to hit somebody, which that's really the only job requirement that we need. So he'll stick his face right in there, and he does a good job anytime we've used him in the passing game of catching the ball.
If you've got Mitch and you've got tight end sort of playing that position, is the fullback role traditionally dead in the NFL?
I don't think so. There's a role. I know there's a few teams still using that, and, you know, hurts us when we're watching film because we're like, we can't use this because the defense actually has to prepare different compared to a two tight end set. When you use a running back or a fullback in that capacity, they do have more calls when you use your 12 personnel, your two tight end, two receivers look. It kind of shrinks them because we can do a lot more formationally. So it kind of hurts the defense more when we do have a two tight end set. But I wouldn't say it's dead. There's still a role there.
Could Virgil potentially be a guy who could see some looks?
Yeah. We've used him a few times back there. I kind of like where he's at right now. He's done a great job as far as that on-the-line tight end for us.
What's the point differential you need to get Brock Osweiler significant playing time in the regular season?
We really don't talk about it. I know the Philly game, he got some good amount of time there, and once Coach Fox, you know, in that situation, brought it up as far as, hey, let's put the, you know, the young guy in and give him some work, and it worked out nice. But, you know, we don't even – hasn't even really been talked about just by game.
Looking really long-term, though, is it important for him to get significant reps in, you know, for his future down the road, far down the road?
Anytime he gets in the game, critical. You know, just like the preseason, you want to play him as much as possible. And, you know, when we had Dysart, kind of we didn't put him in the preseason until that last game, you know, that hurt him a little bit, but it was great for Brock, and it gave him a lot of reps and as many live reps as possible in a real game setting. That's the best thing for those guys to develop.